God promised Abram his richest blessings. He repeated this promise, that the whole world would be blessed through Abram's line. However, Abram had a problem. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. In ancient society, and even today, the infertile couple feels left out of the mainstream of life. They withdraw from friends and family because they grow weary of hearing about the children they cannot have. More cruelly, Abram's name meant exalted father, which was a reminder that he had no children. His wife was well past childbearing age, so Abram was resigned to pass his great wealth to his trusted servant. At times we question whether God will actually fulfill that which he has promised. If we are his beloved children, why do we suffer various illnesses, problems, and rejection by the world? We are promised the forgiveness of our sins. We are declared holy in God's sight. Why, then, do we continue to selfishly turn from him to our own desires? The promise is now, the fulfillment is yet to come. This is a lesson which Abram will learn. May our Lord grant you faith in his grace and mercy, even when that grace seems hidden. Amen.